Brighton Festival 2018.
The Doctor and Author is a Brighton Festival initiative that began back in 2003 and develops relationships between classes of school students and children's authors. It aims to promote literacy and encourage young people to write. Well, one of the adopted authors is Imogen White. She's author of The Rose Muddle Mysteries and joins us now. Welcome to Radio Reverb.
Hello, lovely to be here.
Smashing to have you. So tell me, let's cut to the chase. What happens when an author like you is adopted?
Well, it's a really lovely, lovely programme, this one, because it's often you go to schools and you get to meet them on sort of one-off where you're standing in front of an assembly of people. But when you'll get adopted by a school, you have this ongoing connection with them where you set them tasks and they do the work and then you get to feedback on their work. And so it creates a really nice kind of two-way conversation with the children. So it's lovely.
What kind of conversations are you having? What kind of questions do they ask you?
Well, the way that we've worked at this time, I'm with Cardiff Primary, and they've been absolutely incredible. And the head teacher there, Helen, she wants me to really work with their writing. So lots of authors set them sort of things that they can decorate and make them look nice, but I went straight in with the writing. So we've set them all kinds of tasks, and the end result is they've got a book that they've created for themselves.
Wow. About,
with their own stories.
Is that all ages at the school, or what particular age group are you
They're year five, so that would be kind of 10 to 11, I think. But they're a really, really creative, brilliant lot.
And what do you actually get out of it yourself? Because I would imagine that there are probably things that you learn about your practice, but also learn about writing for young people.
There is so much. I think you can never underestimate their imagination and their creativity, because you go in with certain kind of preconceptions and you read their work and you think, I wonder what they're going to do next week, because we've been doing a beginning, a middle and an end, so they've got a nice sort of end product that they can actually, where they're publishing their own book. And I always think, I wonder if they're going to do this next week and wouldn't that be good? And then they'll suddenly just do something completely mad and brilliant and you think, you know, you just can't second guess it. Last week I had, it was a football based story that one of the boys had written, and it was all sort of based around a football match. And I was like thinking, okay. And then suddenly there was yellow goo coming from the sky, and he looked up and there was a UFO, but it wasn't any UFO. It was a Brighton and Hove Albion UFO.
Genius.
And that kind of genius is priceless. So yeah, I've just enjoyed the whole thing. They're smashing kids. They really are.
And you must get some really positive feedback then from teachers, because they must be delighted when they see that this has actually worked. So it has developed literacy. Presumably it's encouraged reading, certainly encouraged writing in your experience.
Yeah, well, I was lucky enough to meet with Helen, because usually you meet them at the end of the project, and we have a party at the Dome, and I actually get to meet them. So I feel like I already know them because I've been looking at their work, but I actually get to meet them in person. But I have met Helen already, and the feedback that I've had has just been brilliant. And for an author, there's nothing nicer than hearing that you've managed to get children that didn't particularly enjoy writing and enjoying it and being enthusiastic about it. And obviously that's what it's all about. So yeah, what a pleasure for me to be involved in that and to see that. And I think there are resources actually on the Adopt an Author site from the work that I've been doing with them. And I think Helen's wanting to roll it out to other year groups because it's been such a success. So yeah, I'm hugely pleased about that.
We don't actually talk that often on the festival show about all the stuff that goes wrong around the writers and the interaction that's going on with young people about writing. And so how important do you think that is to the festival? Because it is one of the strands in there every year, but the sort of children's events sell out and we don't really look at them, but they seem to be quietly getting on with some sterling outreach work.
Yeah, well, like you, I wasn't familiar necessarily with all the things that are going on. You know, through my involvement with this project, I think there should just be a lot more of it going on. And, you know, getting to meet these children, that quite often there's quite a lot of focus on the gifted and talented in schools. And just to be able to get out there and meet just a whole class of children of all different abilities and to be able to share in their experience of learning has been brilliant. And I think, yes, the more of that, the better, definitely.
What's the secret of writing successful literature for children? You're the author of The Rose Muddle Mysteries,
yeah,
which I'll be honest, I haven't read.
Yeah,
but there is a secret, there is an art to writing for children.
Yeah, I don't think I would be so bold as to sort of claim that I know that, to be honest.
You've obviously got something right.
Yeah, well, my whole sort of writing started with local history round here, actually, in Brighton and Hove. And there's an amber cup in the Hove Museum. And it was through the discovery of this object that made me research lots about the local area. And through that discovery, I realised not many people knew about it. And so I decided to write a book about it. And that's where the Rose Muddle Mysteries sort of came from. So for me, it was a passion in something else that kind of drew it all together.
And writing for children and young people has come an awful long way since Enid Blyton, hasn't it? Which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Although I did used to quite enjoy that as well myself.
So did I. But, you know, when you pick it apart now, it's like, eek.
Oh, yeah, there's so many eek moments. Yeah, I mean,
The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, I had no idea what was going on there.
Yeah.
And now?
Yeah.
the Lion?
As well. The whole kind of god thing.
Yeah, I read it. I loved that series. Yeah. I had no idea that it was that Aslan was
disappointed.
Yeah. No, well, there you go. But it just shows that children see things on completely different levels anyway. And if you're either sort of slapping things down so obviously that they'll reject it, or you're doing it so subtly they'll choose to see what they want to see in there, I guess.
I think there's been a real drive recently to be sort of show lots of different diversity in children's books. And I think, you know, the more the better, really, because that's what we want to see. And we want to see people with perhaps... single parents being represented, but not in a way where that's the main part of the story. Maybe that it just becomes something that's normal and that we can just all just sort of get on with it and not sort of, you know, make such a hoo-ha about everything. It just becomes inclusive and, yeah, that would be good.
So, Imogen, when is your big day with the youngsters when they get to see the famous author they've adopted?
I'm so looking forward to it. And it's a week Monday and it's at the Dome and we're going to have a little tea party. And I'm going to do, hopefully, a fun performance with lots of fancy dress and quizzes. And then I get to actually meet them and discuss their stories with them in person. And as I say, I kind of know who they all are now, or getting there. So it's going to be brilliant to actually put the faces to the writing.
Are you a little nervous about this?
Do you know, quite often if I'm going to do a function or something, it's quite natural to have a little bit of nerves. But this one, I would say not at all, because I feel so confident that I'm going to love it and that there's going to be such a good energy there that I'm not actually worried about this one at all.
Well, lovely to meet you, Imogen White, author of the Rose Muddle Mysteries and adopted author for this year's Brighton Festival. So thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reverb. Good luck with everything else.
Pleasure.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.